read a story of a professor at a Catholic university, and every semester he takes his incoming freshmen and he asks them a question. If you were called home tonight, if you found yourselves in front of the pearly gates, St. Peter, what would you say? What would you present on your life to allow him or to ask him to open the gates? What would be your ticket? And 9 out of 10, year in and year out, say, it's about my character. It's about my good deeds. It's about what I do, what I've said. They think that they can earn their way into heaven. That's the problem with the Pharisee today. He thinks he can earn his way in, but that's the wrong path. The path into heaven is the one of lowliness and poverty, humility. The path that Sirach teaches in our first reading. God's concern is for the poor. And it's a matter of justice. It's not a matter of favoritism. Partiality, favoritism, that's a human response. But for God, it is justice. He desires all of his children would be with him in the end. And he shows us the way. He teaches all of creation is in a covenant with God. Whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we recognize it or not, we are in a covenantal relationship. And in that relationship, we are responsible for our brothers and sisters. And God hears the cry of the poor and oppressed. And he hears and responds. And most often his response is through the generosity, through the hands, through the words of other sons and daughters of his. The well-off have a responsibility to care for the afflicted. And justice, not in charity. Taking care of others is actually an act of worship. It's not simply a humanistic endeavor. When we offer this, we are worshiping God. We need to see the reality, though. Because no matter how much we have in this world, no matter what our social status might be, we are all equal in the eyes of God. We are equal in lowliness and equal in poverty. That is what the parable of the Pharisee and the publican teaches us. First, we see who this parable is addressed to. Jesus says it is to those who are convinced of their own righteousness and who despise others. Human pride can lead us to contempt of our brothers and sisters. We might even know others that we think this applies to, but we need to see that it applies to us as well. We have our two characters in the gospel, the Pharisee. If I ever caught myself when I hear this gospel, thank God I'm not like this guy. But when we think this, we are exactly like him. Pharisees weren't bad people. At this time, they were the leaders of the Jewish community. They ran the synagogues. They offered the sacrifices. They were the ones who kept the law. They were popular and powerful figures. And they were concerned with how to be faithful to the law while living under this oppressive regime of the Roman authority. So the Pharisee comes into the temple area to pray. And how does his prayer start? He prays to himself. He uses all the right words. But he's not praying to God. He's basically praying to himself, addressing this to himself, comparing himself to other people. Thank God I'm not like them. I'm not an adulterer, or greedy, or dishonest. I follow the law. I fast twice a week. I pay my tithes. Does this sound familiar? Have you watched much TV in the last 3 months? And it doesn't matter what you're watching, whether it's a race for the president, race for Senate, race for Congress, local, state. They're all about praising themselves. And thank God I ain't this other guy. That's where this attitude of the Pharisee has brought us. It's brought us right to where we are in our political life, in our country, and in our world today. Praising myself, holding myself up, and comparing myself to this other person. But you know what? God doesn't grade on a curve. We're not aiming to be in that top 40% or that top 50%, thinking that it's the top 50% that are going to get into heaven. No. God wants all of his sons and daughters with him in heaven. We are all equal in lowliness and in poverty. And we need to know one thing, that everything we have, everything we are, is grace. It's good. The good that we do is in response to recognizing what we've received, His grace, and our response in thanksgiving. Which brings us to the tax collector. And if we read this story and think, yeah, I want to be like him, take a look at where he is, at who he is. He's a public sinner, the bottom rung of Israelite society. He was a thief, more than likely, using the Roman authority to back up his desire to take what he wants to take, working for the Roman occupiers, lining his pockets. But he recognizes something in himself. And we find him today coming to the synagogue, a place where he is not even welcome. But he's willing to face this human contempt so that he can speak with God. He stands in the back. He doesn't even dare to raise his eyes to heaven, striking his breast. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. A prayer for each of us. This is a beautiful prayer. For when we think our salvation is about what I do or about what I don't do, it is a prayer for us to recognize our poverty and our wealth and to recognize that it is all a gift. It is all grace. It is a prayer of gratitude for Christ, for what He's done in my life and for what He continues to do in my life. It is a prayer for us when we recognize that we're on the wrong path and how to turn to get onto the right path. It is a prayer for us when we look at our lives and we see, I'm on a right path, and ask for that grace to be able to remain on that path. It is a prayer for us to recognize that when I am poor, when I am lonely, when I am broken, that maybe not in comparison to other human beings, but when I put myself against God's goals, to know that He is the Creator and I am simply a creature. A prayer to know my weakness and to know God's strength. A prayer for us when we realize that what we deserve is God's justice, but what we hope for is God's mercy and love. It is a prayer of humility and a prayer of exuberance and joy in thanksgiving. It is a prayer of knowing that we are loved by love Himself. And so let us close with what has become known as the Jesus Prayer. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.